Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into the 4th of July week. There is a little tennis tournament being played over in Wimbledon. There will be strawberries and cream served if you're up early in the morning watching some tennis. It was once on my bucket list, and it's like off my bucket list. But I've been to the French Open and U.S. Open, but I think I'm opened out, but I'm not sure. But I have been discussing this trip for the better part of 6 months with Leonard Raskin from Raskin Global. He usually is having a crab cake with me. I think he's having tea and crumpets right now. He is over in London. Joyce, you know, back when we were kids, if I said we're going to London right now, I'd be like, it'd be all grainy and fuzzy. Right. But instead, you're just sitting there all Wi-Fi'd up, kind of like me sitting in Amsterdam 2 weeks ago, right?
That's it. That's it. We're just sitting here at the Great Scotland Yard in beautiful downtown London. We've had an amazing three beautiful, sun-filled, non-London-like days. It's been very bizarre. Almost like 72 degrees, sunny, no humidity. Perfect days to be in the city. And
Wimbledon, you can see your shadow when it's 72 and sunny in London.
It's really crazy because you know, London doesn't have that. It's usually rainy and overcast and dreary. But some beautiful things on the trip so far, and some crazy stuff going on at home. But yeah. Off to Wimbledon the next couple of days, see a little tennis, eat a little strawberries and cream.
You're really stoked about this. It's a bucket list thing. It's a big thing.
It's a bucket list thing. Wimbledon's a bucket list thing. And this year we did the Kentucky Derby, and now we're going to do Wimbledon, knock off two in a couple months, and hopefully see some, you know, at least one decent player, you know, playing tennis. I was totally not calculating properly the demand side of the London ticket market. It's pretty big.
You
gotta sign up a year or two ahead to get
it's a lot of money. One of the reasons I didn't go to Wimbledon is even if Pam Shriver got me tickets, and she's always offered to get me tickets, she's like, I'll help you, it's still not like inexpensive, you know what I mean?
It's not cheap.
It's really, really an expensive thing to do. Even if you sleep out and wait, it's still an expensive thing to do.
Well, the sleep out and wait, you can get center court for £70, which is about $100, just under $100. The sleep out and get the run of the courts on the outside, you can get for about £30. So we're talking maybe $45. But people sleep out to get these tickets. And if you're not sleeping out, you might not get them. And I can promise you I'm not sleeping out for Wimbledon tickets. So
I did a whole series last month on sleeping out for concert tickets at Reisterstown Plaza. Were you not a part of that with the Who? Didn't we talk about this?
I started it with you. We were talking about.
Isn't it crazy when you're 15, tickets. You'll sleep out for Who tickets or Journey tickets or Styx tickets. And when it comes time and you've got, you know, your American dream put together, you wouldn't consider sleeping out for Wimbledon. You don't think there'd be any adventure in sleeping out for Wimbledon tickets?
It'd be an adventure. It's just one I'm not going to undertake it at 57. And I imagine the family's not going to want to do it with me. We did not come to London with tent and sleeping bag apparel. We came sans that. We are all about the hotel and room service set this week. So we'll be aftermarket purchasing some expensive Wimbledon to enjoy a day of tennis and strawberries and cream. And tea and crumpets, as you well said.
There you go. All right, Leonard Raskin's here. He's Raskin Global. So, you said a lot's happened. I do, like, your trip is what's interesting to me. I did 5 days over in Europe, and it's a different world. I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, like, just hanging out in Amsterdam at 2 o'clock in the morning, walking around and getting a shawarma on the streets and just walking around. I love Europe. I love spending time there. I can't wait to go back again. It's not on my docket right now, but Springsteen is touring next fall, or next spring, I should say.
Well, did you see any of the Glastonbury?
I was hoping you went. McCartney and Bruce
McCartney
did their thing together.
And he brings out McCartney is jamming out the final set Saturday night. And he first he brings out Dave Grohl, brings out Dave, shows up flying from California, you know, the big Foo Fighter, to be on stage with Sir Paul. And he plays a couple, like three tunes, and then he's off. And then Paul says, I got another surprise, and he brings out Bruce. And they jam a couple Paul songs, a little Bruce. And then the end, the encore, they were all out there jamming, just going crazy. But Sir Paul was rocking it up. And he had some big-time celebs. And then they had the Pet Shop Boys. That was fun.
They're big time celebs. They're playing at Merriweather with New Order. So yeah, I mean, I saw New Order over in London. That's in September.
Well, we have to go to that. I'm all about that concert.
Nice. Okay. Well, good. Then we got something in common musically here as well.
There we go.
It's been a couple of weeks. How long have you been gone? A little while, like a couple, 2 weeks, right?
We've been gone a couple of weeks. Yeah. The Orioles have started to play baseball. I've been able to watch a couple games on the iPad here. And then I've tracked the Ravens, and man, seeing the news that we lost Goose was just stunning. I mean, whenever somebody dies that's around my age, it's always harder to take. Now, you knew him well, so even harder, I'm sure, for you. But for me, you hear about an athlete, and I know when he retired, I remember seeing him on a sideline, and I said to myself, "Wow, he's half the man he used to be." So
he had a lap band surgery at one point.
Okay.
You know, he came on and talked to me about it. I mean, it's been a lot of soul searching for me, Leonard. I just looking at for old pictures and stuff. Rod Woodson and I got together for 45 minutes earlier today. Brian Billick and I, Dwayne Stark. I'll wind up getting with Mike Flynn's with his vacation with his family in Nantucket. We're going to get together, but I'll eventually get together. And look, man, I was releasing Purple Rain 1. I told you this. I think we were at Nick's together, Grandstand Grill, doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. By the way, a little plug here. Leonard Raskin, Raskin Global, Making the American Dream happen. We're going to talk about money and insurance as well. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah,
it's all over with. But when last time Leonard and I got together, we were talking about this trip and the American dream and all this stuff. And he said, "What are you doing this summer?" I said, "Well, I'm going to Europe and I'm coming back and I'm just working, like literally just working on the crab cake tour. I'm doing 31 crab cakes in 31 days. And people I love my job. You know, 31 crab cakes, 31 breweries are doing in August. I'm doing the residue from last year. But more than that, I want to get back to writing about sports in the fall. I'm going to start writing a column or two or three a week and just writing because it's therapy for me." But
yeah,
releasing Purple Rain 1 happened because of that night at the Meyerhoff, right? The 30 for 30, ESPN. I'm going to re-release Purple Rain 1 because I really wrote about something special. It was the great.
It was outstanding.
In the history of the game, and no bird based on the statistics, right? I mean,
it was outstanding.
So I'm re-releasing the book.
I remember so clearly the quote, and you'll get it right. I'll get it close. You'll get it right. When they talked to Goose about the tackle, the Gannon, right? The Raiders tackle, when he sacked him, and he said, "I'd tackle my mother to get to the Super Bowl." I'd pile my mother into the ground to get to the Super Bowl.
I remember being in that cramped little Oakland locker room. All the players were laying on each other with the trophy, and I'm in there. I don't know why I don't have more pictures from inside of that stuff. It just was sort of inappropriate to pull your camera out at that point. Probably should have at that point. I saw a video the other day of Art Modell with the Kakua nuts on saying, "You made me proud," and choked up. I was in the room. I was 10 feet away from Art when that happened. Where the cameras were is where I was. Yep. So I have these memories and I have pictures. But Leonard, I mean, I wrote the book 21 years ago. It's a first person thing, Purple Rain 1. And I reprinted it 9 years ago. We won the second Super Bowl. Sold some, nice, whatever. It's all cool. Signed them, whatever. Yeah. But I have never released it online and thought about it in a new way, which was this. I have interviews, tombs of interviews with Goose, with Trent Dilfer, with Ray Lewis, with Rod Woodson, with Brian Billick, with John Ogden. I mean, John sat with me every year for 15 years. And sticking that stuff into a digital version of the book would make it much more complete, that when people will watch
it 30
for 30,
compelling. Oh,
it'll
my
be
goodness.
Sitting there and you can go back and hear more stories in my side of Purple Rain, being on the inside for real of it. And then the second book's Purple Rain 2 was very third person, but I have tons of video, Joe Flacco and Dennis Bitta and blah, 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 on and on and on and on and on. And I thought, well, I'm going to recreate that this summer. And I think I told you that at Nick's. I was knee deep into Purple Rain pictures last Monday, Tuesday night, where I literally was looking at pictures of me and Goose showed up at a Scott Mitchell show I did. And I thought, Goose just showed up whenever. Goose was like, "I ordered some crabs from Jimmy and Joe. I'll sit in with you. I'll sit in for a second. I'll help your ratings," he would say to me.
That's it.
Your ratings.
That's it.
So all of this would, you know, and I had pictures of all of this. And then he died. And like the 2 hours where we were researching whether this was an internet hoax or whether it was real.
Right.
It was just kind of chilling. You know what I mean? You remember where you are when things happen. But Luke and I, and I'm texting Tony and I'm calling Tony in my car. And I haven't come to grips with it yet. Where are you on all this? You met the Goose, right?
I did. And I heard a funny story about him. How many are there? Years ago, this is years and years ago, from of all places, my tailor, who was making suits for the Ravens back in the day and was making clothes for Goose and was invited to his house for dinner one night. And he told a story that he went to the house for dinner, and Goose's wife, you know, had this beautiful dinner, and she brought these magnificent filet mignon on a platter out to the table. And it was the three of them, and there was a lot of meat, and it was like a Brazilian steakhouse. You know, he said Goose just took a fork into a filet and just gobbled it like nothing. He said he was cutting his up, and before he could cut his and start eating, Goose had already finished a filet. Like, damn. I'm thinking that, well, that was a large human. It was a large man. Sure. And his wife wasn't a large human, as I recall.
No, Kathy's tiny. Yeah.
Right, you know. tiny gal. And I don't know, did they have children? Do you know if they had kids?
They have three kids.
Three kids that he lost.
Samantha, Avi, and Anthony, yeah. And,
yeah, you know, you lose your dad, there can't be anything worse. I mean, obviously losing a kid would be horrible, spouse, but, you know, at that age, you lose your dad, and he was young. I mean, he's our age, so he's young. And man, I just think the dread that's left behind. And, you know, we've had in our world, talk about Raskin Global, one of the things we do is in the insurance world, we deliver checks to people at the worst time possible, which is when all the close voices quiet down. You know, when somebody passes, everybody's there for the widow, widower soon after. And then shortly after that, people have their own lives to live and they get back to their own lives.
And 3 weeks and 6 weeks.
Yeah,
and
then there's a month. And then, you know, about 2 weeks, depending upon what happened, you know, a couple weeks out. We deliver checks in the form of tax-free cash in this thing called life insurance that nobody likes and nobody wants to talk about. But I've delivered tens of millions of dollars to widows who it allows to continue the life, the American dream that their spouse, I've delivered to widowers also, you know, being sexist probably, but it allows them to continue the American dream that the family had that they didn't get to finish. And man, you just, I think about somebody dying much too young and not having the ability to fulfill out the rest of his life with his family. And man, you just hope everything's good there. You know, my worst, not in this situation, but the worst thing I hate to see, and you know when you see it, I know when I see it. Most people probably don't think of it this way. When somebody passes and then you see that friends or family set up a GoFundMe page, that means they didn't have life insurance. Because nobody's setting up a GoFundMe page unless they need money. You know, the family needs money. Or somebody didn't think and thought they might need money when they don't. Then a lot of that probably hopefully goes to charity. But you just hope that families are taken care of, and we see that. So, yeah, while I've been away, the Orioles have started playing well. We lost two Ravens in a matter of, what, 2 days?
No, that happened in the same day. That happened within 8 hours, yeah.
Yes, same day. You know, a very young man and a not old man.
Both and, tragedies of their own magnitude.
Yeah. And what a tough day at the castle. You know, that's just not a good day. And then on the other side of the coin, just to flip it over, the Colorado Avalanche won the Stanley Cup. So we don't have to hear about Tampa three-peating. I don't need any of that.
Yeah, you know that there's a little Tampa Bay Lightning hatred, isn't there? For, you know, you can't win too much. I remember when the Patriots were cute. Remember that? Remember when the Red Sox were the lovable losers? Remember that?
Right. Then you win one. It's great. You won one. Then you win two. It's like, that's enough.
it becomes that's enough. I would absolutely agree with that. Leonard Raskin is here. He's going to go to Wimbledon at least once, maybe twice. He is over in London across the pond. So I did want to like ask you, like you've done a couple of substantial things. Like what's been your favorite part of your trip? And you still have a few more weeks over there, right?
Yeah, we got a couple more weeks to go. Yeah, the best thing so far. I mean, look, I'm with the family, and my son is a, as you know, history major in Ohio State. Did you also see this week that V was trademarked? Did you see?
I saw that. I did see
the trademarked V. For the purpose of selling sports memorabilia, they own the trademark for the word V. So it is now.
Is that shirt you're wearing right now? Is that like the old Flying V where they're going to phase it out? Because it doesn't say the Ohio State, it just says Ohio State.
This just has Ohio State. They don't have the V on this one. So we'll have to see what happens. But seeing my son, who is a medieval European history major and loves British history, to see him when we've been at some of these cathedrals and some of these forts, if you will. What are they? They're castles, palaces. I mean, it's just been amazing to see him feel like he's living in 1300 or 1100 England has been really cool. We did the Cliffs of Dover. So we saw the white cliffs at the southern tip of England. And on the other side, we went to a place called Slieve League, which is in the far western parts of Ireland, far northwest of Ireland, and these just amazing cliffs. And we climbed out on cliffs, and we climbed out on what's called the Giant's Causeway. It was just breathtaking. You know, I was with a guide. We went on a tour of one of these cathedrals with a guide. He had just the greatest line. He said, we were in one of these just amazing, amazing cathedrals. And he said, if you think about it, you know, back in the 1300s, 1400s, he said, these peasants, you know, these people in the towns, they worked and they slaved to cut stone and to lay marble and whatever. And he said, they would come, like, after the cathedral opened, they'd show up. And he goes, look at this place. You know, you look up at the ceilings and you look at all the amazement of stained glass and everything. And he goes, if you come in here and when you get in here and you didn't know any better, you don't believe in God. Something's wrong with you. He goes, that's why they believe in God. Well, you go out to these cliffs and these places that the earth, where the earth is shaped in ways that you can't imagine it could be. And you just go, something's amazing here. And then I think the last thing that's been really funny is there are many places we've gone where, you know, like a pub, you know this because you've been to Europe. A pub is older than America. You just go, wow, that's it's a little pub.
Yeah, there's a whole neighborhood there in Cologne where stuff was 1600s.
Yeah, it's been here since 1600. It's like, wow.
Yeah, you look up and
we don't have anything old.
I thought Memorial Stadium was old.
Right. And the old stuff we have, we knock down and put in new stuff. We don't like old stuff. We put in new stuff.
My wife and I.
The oldest place we got is what? Williamsburg? Williamsburg's about as old as it gets. The Liberty Bell. You go to Philly.
Yeah, we were in Cologne like 3 weeks ago, and you know they have the big, big cathedral. You know, the Dom Castle is what it's called, right?
Yeah.
And I said to my wife, we went in there. She's like, I don't remember going in there. I'm like, how do you not remember? Like, I remember the stained glass. I said, it was candles. I said, candles and stained glass. The minute we walked in, she walked in. She's like, yeah, we have been in here, haven't we? I'm like, yeah, we've been in here, man. I remember this place. You look straight up. And I mean, Our Lady of Fatima didn't look that way over on the east side when I was a kid. It just didn't.
No, you know? It's breathtaking. It's absolutely, you know, miraculous and unbelievable. We went to Stonehenge.
Nice. Like, turn it up to 11.
How does that happen? How does that work? How did it get there? We're talking to these people that are in the know, and nobody knows. And it's just, it's ridiculous that these things exist, but that's what the world's about.
This trip has you pondering your existence, doesn't it? Listen to you.
Small, very small, man. We're all obviously just what did George Carlin say? We're a flea on the speck, a speck on the earth.
And we poppy seed in the bakery of life, as they would say.
We will be flipped off just like an elephant knocking a fly off its back.
Well, it won't happen without you not going to a real castle and a real moat over in Ireland and the UK. Leonard Raskin checking in from across the pond with a little, you know, and I guess the news comes to you in a different way. I was over there for a couple of days, and they're being 5-6 hours ahead. you know, things are a little different, especially like basketball, hockey, baseball, things that happen at 8 o'clock in America happen at 3 o'clock in the morning over there. It is a little bit, it's a little spotty this time of the year to be over there. And it sounds like you have plenty on your mind already. And you're in the center of the sports universe this week in Wimbledon. So you are, you're right on time, right?
Absolutely. We're going to do that. And then we're going to Eurostar the tunnel and see the Dover cliffs from the other side. We're going to Eurostar over to a little France, to a little Paris.
Are you going to Paris?
We're leaving the UK and going to France, and we're going to go to the Normandy beaches. So we'll see the other side of the invasion. We saw the Dover beaches where they left from, and now we're going to see the Normandy beaches where they landed, and check that stuff out and do a little bit of time over there and see a little bit of another country, a country I've never seen. Been to the UK, been to London a couple times.
Phone out right now and download Google Translate. Okay, it's very important.
Right.
And put the French thing in. It will be very helpful if you hold that out for people. You'll get what you want. I love Paris, so I've learned to love Paris. I've been three times. Listen, I got a chocolate place for you, and I've got a caramel place for you that you need to know about. So I've
text them over.
Listen, I would have you bring me the croissants and the prosciutto, but that won't keep. But you can probably bring me some caramels. I mean, they're from Henri Leroux.
And the boy. Yeah. The boy is, his minor. He's a Latin minor, and he's taken French also. So he's got 2 years of French in him, and he's studying hard. And so he's going to interpret a little bit. But you're right. Without Google Translate, I think we're lost in Coca-Cola, and I don't know what else.
No, you're going to be just fine. Just get your way onto the tube. I want to see some pictures of the Eiffel Tower. Leonard Raskin is a little bit like Clark Griswold. He's doing his European vacation right now. He's over there doing his thing, moving from country to country and place to place.
Doing the dad thing.
I'm looking for, well, you know what? I mean, this is an amazing thing. You are over there a little while, and you do talk about saving your money so you can do things like this and have the American dream and have this kind of a vacation. It's a long time to be gone. If I didn't have a cat, I've spent a month in Australia twice. So, I don't have any problem with getting away. But just the way you're doing it, I've tended to get Europe and snacks. You know what I mean? Like literally I go over and I love it for 5 days. Yep. I can't imagine planting down over there for a month. I would love it. But I tell you what, you guys have been moving though. You're doing stuff. You're not just sitting still. So
no, we're not sitting still anywhere. We've been moving and grooving. We've stayed in hotels one night, two nights, four nights. I've driven more on this trip than I've driven, and on the wrong side of the road, mind you.
This is a true story.
With the steering wheel on the right.
Stay to the left. It's like that song. To the left, to the left, to the left. Absolutely. When you get up to the left, to the left, just stay to the left and you'll be just fine.
Just keep going to the left.
Well, I love Europe. Bring me back some caramels. If we don't talk again on the other side, I'll see you after the 4th of July. But enjoy yourself in Paris. I will be giving you some Parisian tips. You got to go and get the pommes frites where they bring you the steak and the fries, and then they bring you some more steak and some fries, and they keep filling your wine up for you. You got to go do one of those. Those are the best. Those are my favorites.
You hit me the spots, and we'll find them. There is no doubt about it. I'm looking forward to it. We will find them, and we will get back and be ready for an August full of crab cakes.
Absolutely. Leonard Raskin, Raskin Global, living the American dream in real time right now, going to Wimbledon here this week in jolly old England. We'll have him back over here. He manages money. He can manage your American dream. Certainly go to RaskinGlobal.com. Take a look at their offerings up there and all the information that's there about things you should be thinking about in regard to your money, including insurance here at very, very dark hours. We've talked to about the life and times of Tony Siragusa. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570 Tower. House of Baltimore. We're taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road, presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill and our newest sponsor, Window Nation. Where you buy two, you get two free all month long. We're going to be at State Fair on Thursday, and then we're going to be at Costas next week on the 7th as well. And then we're going to sort of tamp it down a little bit in July, and then it's 31 crab cakes, 31 breweries, 31 days all over the state of Maryland. My thanks to sponsors like Leonard Raskin, having a good time over there. Double the strawberries, Leonard. That's what I'm talking about.
Amen. Amen, brother. We're doing it.
We are AM 1570 Towson Baltimore. We never stop talking Wimbledon tennis and Baltimore positive.